This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662. Or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we've got lots of stuff to discuss with you this weekend, so stay with us an hour or two, and we'll provide you with some health information that could make a dent in your longevity or help a family member or friend. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we invite you to call us. Get right into the doctor's office, pose a question to me, share the answer with you and all our listeners. 888-302-3684. And, of course, it's the beginning of the Olympics. Saw the pageant last night, and it was a wonderful extravaganza. There's been a lot of concern about the Olympics. I happen to be watching on the screen in my studio the bicycle competition in the Olympics. And so, you know, the question is, you know, what is a bigger threat, the Zika virus or the sewage in the waters around Rio de Janeiro? And I think, you know, watching this bicycle competition, I think the biggest challenge is the fact that about half of the bicycle competition is on cobblestones. Yeah, cobblestones. So you see these guys racing down a hill going, I don't know, 45 miles an hour, some incredible speed. And they go from a well-paved blacktop to cobblestones, and they're these guys bouncing off the cobblestones, and their water bottles are flying, and their chains are falling off their bikes, and their wheels are getting bent, and mayhem is ensuing. So I know it's going to be an exciting Olympics, and there's, you know, some additional challenges because of some logistics down there in Rio. You know, I think for the, to really make it exciting, because it's year in, year out, Americans, watch the Olympics, and a lot of Americans who watch the Olympics never watch sports. So you go from 0 to 100 in terms of sports watching. It's like, you know, you could get up at 7 in the morning and you can, turn in at midnight and you get, you know, nonstop sports. And some of these sports, Americans don't really understand. These are, you know, what's the point of the bicycle race? What's water polo? I mean, you see a bunch of guys swimming around in a pool. Maybe to spice it up a little bit, to boost the ratings and to avert boredom, they should get some of those Amazonian piranhas and put them in the pool with the athletes to see if we can establish some new world records. 888-302-3684 is our number. And, you know, one thing that athletes should be concerned about, and this, you know, is something that, concerns me because I'm trying out for another triathlon in a week. And, nutrition is an important aspect of that. So here's an article about this. Compromised vitamin D status negatively affects muscular strength and power of collegiate athletes. The study just in. Increasing evidence indicates that compromised vitamin D status, as indicated by serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D, is associated with decreased muscle function. And what they found was that they actually found that only 68% of the study participants, they were doing events like the vertical jump and the triple hop for distance. 68% of the study participants, these are college athletes, were vitamin adequate. That meant that they had a vitamin D greater than 30. 23% were insufficient. So they had a vitamin D that was, less than 30, but still greater than 20. And 9% had a vitamin D less than 20, that's a vitamin D deficiency. And incidentally, there's predominantly non-Caucasian athletes. Yeah, okay, darker skin means less ability to make vitamin D with the sun. And besides, you know, you got darker skin anyway, so what's the point of sunbathing, right? You know, you have nice, you know, bronze, dark, ebony skin. And so, sunbathing, superfluous. So these findings demonstrate that even NCAA athletes living in the southern U.S., these folks weren't from Minnesota, are at risk for vitamin D insufficiency and deficiency, and that maintaining adequate vitamin D status may be important for these athletes to optimize their muscular strength and power, right? Because vitamin D helps to support muscle strength. 888-302-3684 is our number. Let's talk to Marianne from New York City. How you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for your wonderful program. I so appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'm calling about osteoporosis. I'm 69. I could tell you briefly the scores.
It's, sure, go. Yeah.
For the spine, 4.2. For
ooh,
the right
that is,
hip.
For listening audience, let me just interrupt for a second. Minus 4.2. For the spine, that's very profound osteoporosis, because the cutoff point for osteoporosis is minus 2.5, and minus 4.2 is four standard deviations below, what is considered, optimal for a 35-year-old. So you're way below, the fracture threshold. Yeah, that's a big concern.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and on the right hip, 2.3.
That's not so bad.
No, left arm, 3.1.
So we pay a little less attention to the arm. There's a real, disconnect between your hip, which is relatively okay. I mean, it could be better. It's just osteopenia, and your spine, which is showing profound osteoporosis. So what's the plan? What's being advocated?
That's the question. Most of the medical providers are strongly urging a drug, you know, either Forteo or one of the other infusions.
Yeah.
And I was wondering whether strontium was a possibility in my case, or whether it wasn't adequate because of the spine.
That's a really good question. And if you were coming to see me in the doctor's office, as a lot of women do, you know, for second opinion on osteoporosis, if you came in and you said, well, you know, I'm a minus, 2.8, or even a minus 3.1, I'd say, you know, look, try the natural approach first. Because, it's almost universally successful at reversing that degree of osteoporosis. But you have critical osteoporosis, and I'm really concerned that you might have spinal fractures, which can cause you to shrink literally and have a lot of pain. So, yeah, I'm a little loath here on the radio to say, oh, you know, don't listen to your doctors. Don't take any kind of medication. Just take these natural supplements and call me in 2 years and, you know, it'll all be fine. I do think you need the proper nutritional support. We have to figure out, you know, what are your risk factors for osteoporosis? What might you have been doing wrong? Do you have malabsorption? Are you on a medication that interferes with the absorption of critical bone-enhancing nutrients? What's your vitamin D? And so on and so on. That does not preclude the use of certain supplements to augment the benefits of medication should you opt for medication. So, I'm going to say, you know, some of our listeners might be surprised, you know, Dr. Ahmed's bailing on this, that you might actually need a short course of medication. Now, if you were to take Forteo, for example, you can only take it for 2 years, and usually the improvement is significant, but it doesn't take people to normalcy. And that might be the point at which to begin things like strontium and Ostanol and Osteopreve, which is a supplement containing a lot of the nutrients that go together to form bone. Those are some of the things that – vitamin K, of course, MK7. You can take that anyway when you're taking a medication. I'm thinking maybe in this case medicine is the right course for you.
Thank you. That's why it's intelligent medicine.
Thank you for saying that, because we here on this program – in case, you know, some of you are new to this program is not just about waving the banner for alternative medicine or for the use of vitamin supplements, herbs, natural therapies. in lieu of conventional medicine. And, you know, I really have a lot of respect for my colleagues in this field who are acupuncturists and who are nutritionists. But one of the advantages that I have sometimes in listening to patients like Marianne is that I know a little bit about the medicines, their side effects, their limitations, but also their potential benefits. I also have a prescription pad and I can wield it. And so I'm not just relegated to the only tools I have are, natural supplements. There are other tools, and sometimes surgery, medication, are the right ways to deal with health problems. So, I'm thinking, even though it could be that natural therapies could turn this around for you, it's a little risky, and maybe you should pull the trigger on the medication. All right? Thank you very much for calling, Marianne, and good luck to you, and let us know how it turns out. 888-302-3684, that's our number to call us. So join us. Come to the doctor's office, pose a question. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684, to get into the doctor's office and pose a question. But first, here's something I think is really a tremendous breakthrough. I want to share it with you because there are tens of millions of Americans who suffer from hypertension. And, often diet and exercise aren't enough to control it. So people get put on medications that have life-hampering effects. I mean, there's always a consequence to some extent or another of being on a blood pressure medication. So I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's called the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. And it's so effective that studies show it works for 9 in 10 people. What it is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. You use it, it's like a little exercise that you do once a day for just 12 minutes. Now, does it work? Well, yes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. I've been turning patients at the Hoffman Center onto this, and they're loving it. And the results are really, really good. Good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and the American Heart Association. So try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. If it doesn't, you can return it for a full refund. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So find out more. Go to tryzonanow.com or write down this number. Call toll-free 866-669-9662. 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662, or go to the website tryzonanow.com. All right, this item is, I think, of importance because there are a lot of options these days when you buy fish oil. You can get fish oil that is rich in DHA. The product we use at the Hoffman Center, DHA Select. DHA is thought to be very important for neurological problems. All right, if you're concerned about brain, if you're trying to fend off Alzheimer's, or if you have an eye problem, it seems that DHA may be preferable to EPA. On the other hand, EPA is reputed to have other benefits. And so when it comes to inflammation, and inflammation is the common denominator of a lot of conditions, a lot of itises, arthritis, and many inflammatory problems, the inflammation that affects the interior of the blood vessels has to do with coronary artery risk. If you have a high C-reactive protein, that's a marker of inflammation. That's going to increase your risk for heart attack or stroke. So inflammation, big deal. Even as possibly a trigger for cancer. So which of the two, EPA versus DHA, works best to combat inflammation? All right, so they did a study. What they found was that in the study, DHA trumped EPA. Between DHA and EPA, changes in C-reactive protein were greater with DHA. DHA decreased inflammation 8%. EPA decreased inflammation just 2%. And a variety of other markers. Tumor necrosis factor was down 15% with DHA and just 7.5%, roughly one half of the effect of DHA with EPA. So also when it comes to lowering triglycerides, that's one of the things that high-dose fish oil does. It lowers triglycerides. DHA compared with EPA led to more pronounced reductions in triglycerides, 13% with the DHA slightly less, 12% with the EPA. So does that mean that one should abandon EPA, go for DHA? No, because we need more studies. It may be different strokes for different folks and different conditions. Some conditions may be more amenable to EPA. Additional studies will be needed, they say, to determine the effect of a long-term DHA supplementation on cardiovascular disease risk. So we're not yet ready to say definitively stop bothering with EPA, but DHA appears to be more effective for inflammation, according to the recent study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Join us here on Intelligent Medicine.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. And before we get to our callers, the Center for Science in the Public Interest has unveiled its Extreme Eating Awards. This is kind of like food porn. Or have you heard of a place called the Heart Attack Grill? That's a place where literally the waitresses are dressed up as nurses and they bring you drinks in the form of IVs. This is for people who really want to put on the feedback. Here's some examples. The Cheesecake Factory's Fried Chicken and Waffles Benedict. This is billed as a brunch. A Belgian waffle topped with fried chicken strips, poached eggs, and hollandaise sauce served with maple butter syrup. And you can add a side of breakfast potatoes, taking the dish up to 2,580 calories. There's also the Build Your Sampler at Applebee's, which comes with between 2 and 5 appetizers and could reach 3,390 calories if you include the cheeseburger egg rolls, the soft pretzels and beer cheese dip, the chicken quesadilla, buffalo wings, and spinach and artichoke dip. There's Dave and Buster's short rib and cheesy mac stack. That's a sandwich with beef short rib and macaroni and cheese, served with tater tots. There's the Sonic 44 Grape Slush with Rainbow Candy. The icy slush made with sippable candy is 44 ounces, 970 calories, and contains 1 1/2 cups of sugar. You know, if they showed you the sugar that they put into it beforehand, you might not feel so good about it. 1 1/4 cups. There's Romano's Macaroni Grill Cremini Pork Shank. That's braised pork shank, Marsala wine sauce, caramelized onions, mushrooms, and roasted Parmesan potatoes. There's the Buffalo Wild Wings dessert nachos. Now, this is dessert because you've already eaten your meal and you want dessert. So you order the Buffalo Wild Wings dessert nachos. That's a fried flour tortilla with 4 scoops of ice cream sugar and gooey breaded cheesecake bites topped with chocolate and caramel sauce. The dessert weighs in at 2,100 calories and 64 grams of saturated fat, which the Center for Science and Public Interest says that is the equivalent of eating 4 Taco Bell crunchy tacos filled with beef and cheese, topped with a 14-ounce container of Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream and 2 Hershey's milk chocolate bars. So, hey, you know, if you think the end of the world is nigh, just indulge in one of these extreme eating dishes. All right, let's take a call now from Susan. Susan's in Parsippany, New Jersey, otherwise known as Parsippany. How you doing?
Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you so much for your show.
My pleasure.
A few weeks ago, you were talking to someone about PRP for knee arthritis. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know, what is your opinion of the new, what they're now doing with the PRP is they are combining it with the HA gels at the same time in, mm-hmm. in the same procedure. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so let me tell you, I have to say that, a lot of these knee procedures have a very high degree of placebo effect. So there are a lot of people who say, for example, that they get arthroscopic surgery, and that was great. You know, like my knee is like new again. But they did a study on arthroscopic surgery, which is they go in and they take a little snip out of your synovial membrane, clean up the knee, so to speak. And what they found is that the results with that are equivalent to the results of just physical therapy, you know, just rehab to strengthen your knee. So, you know, you'd lay out a certain amount of bucks and you get, you know, an injection or an incision and they tell you, hey, this is going to fix you all up. And there's about this 40 to 60% placebo effect. So, I don't do PRP. I have also seen some studies on hyaluronic acid injections, which suggest that they do little more than placebo to help repair the knee. There's temporary benefit, which is typical of a placebo response. And then your knee is back to where it was. Platelet-rich plasma has some potential because of, you know, maybe healing, but the studies on it are really kind of equivocal. So, you know, what does work, and unfortunately it requires effort on your part, is rehab, physical therapy that involves strengthening your knee. It's boring. It's repetitive. It sometimes hurts. You have to work through the pain. And it takes a long time. But that often helps to stabilize knees more so than any of these procedures. Same thing with prolotherapy. Prolotherapy, you know, has some studies that support it. But, you know, there's a big placebo effect anytime you have an injection. I mean, it seems like a plausible intervention. And the mind is a wonderful healer. So sometimes that is, you know, goes into it. So, yeah, I mean, give it a shot. I mean, it's not dangerous, it's not bad. The worst thing that can happen is it may do very little and you may be set back a couple of dollars. But until I see really convincing studies, platelet-rich plasma remains, a little bit of a dubious option.
Oh, but is it any contraindication of having them both at the same time?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I asked the person administering it. I would ask the person administering it. I mean, you can do it. Hey, you know, do this. Yeah. Have it done and call us not in a week or even in 3 months, but call us in a year and tell us how, if it's made a difference. Because that's the time course that we're looking for. You know, we're not just looking for a little.
Yeah, this is my option because they say I really need surgery. I was
you need
a
what? Like a you need a knee replacement?
Well, that's what they like to do, but okay, so I don't want to do that. Yes.
So. Yeah, clearly. So tell me, what's been your what's been your history of running, and how old are you?
Oh, I'm 74, and I wasn't that much of a distance runner.
You see, okay, so let me just say this. Yeah, let me just say this: is that running's great. And running actually, and some exercise has been shown to be helpful actually for knee arthritis. But when you get a little bit ahead of yourself and you run through the pain and you don't do the right kind of, supportive exercise that strengthens your quads and the supportive muscles, it's the rare runner who can maintain a running career into their 70s. I feel myself extremely fortunate that at the age of, 63, that I'm free of knee pain. But I've done a certain amount of work to keep my knees stable. And I think, you know, one of the things that really can help prevent problems is before you even have knee pain, you know, don't reach for the glucosamine chondroitin when they tell you you need a knee replacement. That's too late. But take it from the time you're, you know, 30 and take it faithfully and take it along with fish oil and curcumin and some of the things that, you know, have been shown to protect the synovial membranes. Those are, you know, that's prevention. Is 9/10 of it. 888-302-3684 is our number. And, you know, speaking of exercise, and you know, we're happy to talk to a 74-year-old who's desirous of continuing her running career. And by the way, you know, once you have a knee replacement, it doesn't mean game over. You may not be able to pound the asphalt for mile after mile, but you'll be able to do plenty of exercise. You'll be fine. But, why exercise? What is it with these people? Some of you may be listening and saying, what is it with these people? She's 74. Give it up. Come on. What's the point? Headline. This is from University of California, Los Angeles. Exercise results in larger brain size and lower dementia risk. So it's not just about looking good naked. It's not just about, you know, feeling buff in your thong. It's brainy to exercise. You think about these muscle heads. Well, no, literally, they're exercising a very important muscle, not really a muscle. It's the brain. Using the landmark Framingham Heart Study to assess how physical activity affects the size of the brain and one's risk for developing dementia, UCLA researchers found an association between low physical activity and a higher risk for dementia in older individuals. This suggests that regular physical activity for older adults could lead to higher brain volumes and a reduced risk for developing dementia. The researchers assessed the physical activity for both, this is a Framingham Heart Study. It was started in the 60s, for both the original Framingham cohort and their offspring. See, by now, they're looking at the kids who are 60 and older. And they looked at the association between physical activity and risk of any form of dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And then they did MRIs on them to see how big their brains were. And what they found is the more exercise, the bigger the brain. So what this all means is that one is never too old to exercise for brain health and to stave off the risk for developing dementia. All right. So it, for me, this is a prime rationale for why I engage in regular physical exercise. Yeah, you know, glory, you know, try to win, you know, medals and trophies. No, it's not. It's about a lifestyle that makes you feel good, but also can help stave off one of the worst consequences of living for a long time. What's the use if your brain function is diminished? 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You know, one of the things that I've found as a researcher on the harmful effects of drugs is that one of the best places to find information about the downsides of drugs is not on a medical website, but rather on a legal website. Malpractice law firms maintain very extensive databases on the potential harms of medications. They've got some skin in the game because they're trolling for clients to file negligence and malpractice suits against hospitals and against, in particular, drug companies. And so here's more on the hazards of proton pump inhibitors. These include Nexium and Prilosec and Prevacid, that whole ilk of medications. I wrote a 3-part series on the subject recently for our newsletter. You can find it at drhoffman.com, the downsides of these medications, also with suggestions on how you can taper off. It says proton pump inhibitors can cause a number of medical issues in users. Unfortunately, manufacturers may not always advise patients about the drug's risks, and innocent patients have suffered as a result. They say these drugs are popular and bring in substantial revenue for their manufacturers. AstraZeneca reported $25 billion in revenue. Takeda Pharmaceuticals reported $17 billion in sales. Unfortunately, despite the fact that people have been taking PPIs for decades, new research shows these medications can cause a number of severe side effects, such as, and I talk about it in my article, heart attacks, bone fractures, and dementia. And here's a new one that I didn't even include in my article. Multiple bodies of peer-reviewed research released in 2016 link PPI usage to severe kidney issues. And they're saying here that there's a conspiracy of silence among the PPI manufacturers. They might have been unaware of some of those major risks associated with their drugs, but did not disclose those risks to doctors or to users. And hence, that's the basic foundation for a legal theory, which can lead to a class action lawsuit. And they've already experienced some success. Some plaintiffs have experienced bone fractures while engaging in everyday activities, and others suffered heart attacks, and they're suing. And in 2016, a plaintiff filed a lawsuit against AstraZeneca after he claimed that PPI use led to his kidney failure and life-saving kidney transplant. The suit claims that AstraZeneca knew of the risks to Nexium users' kidneys, yet continued to market the drug without warning of these dangers. And I know exactly how the drug company is going to come back against that. They're going to say, hey, you know, the guy was sick already, And the fact that he took the innocuous medication had nothing absolutely to do with his ultimate kidney failure. He would have had kidney failure with or without her medication. And I can see that case dragging on and on and on in the courts. But they say here, as researchers discover more PPI-related medical problems, attorneys expect more lawsuits against manufacturers who knew about these risks, yet put profits before people. See, the key here to a successful lawsuit is not that these drugs are harmful. Any drug, you know, ultimately can turn out to be harmful. But what creates liability for the manufacturers is, should there be data that occurred in the original trials when they tested these drugs for safety where they downplayed the risks or withheld the data? That's where they can be on the hook for millions and millions of dollars worth of damages. So it's going to be interesting. Headline here is, did you use a heartburn drug and suffer from kidney problems? Get in line. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number. And this item has to do with a type of affliction called IBSD. IBS stands for Irritable Bowel Syndrome. And IBSD simply means that it's diarrhea predominant. You know, IBS, it's just a rough term for you got, you know, bad digestion and an irritable bowel. And that could mean gas, bloating, spasm, pain with diarrhea and or constipation, sometimes both in alternation. But they've actually broken down so that some people have IBSD. They can't go to the bathroom. They feel distended and full. Other people have loose bowel movements, urgency. And in fact, they're marketing a drug for this called Xifaxan. You'll see commercials for it all the time. Xifaxan is an antibiotic that kills off harmful bacteria. It's used to treat SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And it can be helpful sometimes for diarrhea predominant IBS or IBSD. But there's a natural therapy that is safer, cheaper, and just as effective, perhaps more effective, and that's berberine. That is found in a product that we use frequently at the Hoffman Center for treating SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, and it's called Candistatin B. Candistatin BR. Candistatin BR. Now, candistatin, it suggests it's to treat yeast, candida, candistatin, but it does suppress the growth of yeast, but it also suppresses the growth of harmful bacteria. So they did a trial in a journal called Phytotherapy Research, a 14-week single-center double-blind placebo-controlled clinical trial. The patients were given berberine. Berberine is a derivative of Oregon grapefruit, or golden seal. It's a traditional remedy for diarrhea. And what they found was that diarrhea, abdominal pain, the urgent need for defecation, frequency, were significantly reduced in the berberine group, but not in the placebo group. And in the berberine group, there were significant reductions in pain frequency as well. So, a natural treatment, you know, I personally think that just taking a pill for IBS, that's a mistake because IBS has a lot to do with diet, and significant diet change is necessary for reversing IBS. Getting rid of gluten, often helpful, dairy products, lactose, sugar, but sometimes individual food intolerances play a role in IBS. Berberine has an antimicrobial action, and probiotics may play a role in quelling IBS. So the proper probiotics may restore balance to the intestinal tract, and berberine fits the bill. So consider Candistatin BR. By the way, the things that sometimes we mention here, products that sometimes seem obscure, available only to doctors, we make available via our website at drhoffman.com. You can get the same products that we curate for our patients there. So check it out. and shop there. And also assure yourself of a steady stream of information coming to you free via Intelligent Medicine. All right, that's it for this hour. Please stay with us for another hour of Intelligent Medicine information. 888-302-3684 is our number.